어떻게 가서다 참는 다시 든 신든 야불까 기워든도 더블 좋아라 갈래들 뱀밥 먹으면 나 치대 양도 좋아 갈아 주르스 가서다 다시는 용발랑 비시 고아세다.
Okay, in the last lesson, we looked at verse number 4. The leisures and endowments are very hard to find since they accomplish the purposes of beings. If I do not accomplish benefit upon this, how will I acquire this in the future? This is an exhortation to extract the essence from the human life of freedoms and endowments.
네, 달람르라 여바나 신에 다주진 신도 냐브르까 신도 냐브르까와 수도강다 유이군 냐브르까와 삼에 아니지 모우군 냐브르까와 안빼이군 냐브르까와 어딘데게 아니지 돈에 삼마다 아니고도와 다 주모로와 안빼이군 냐브르까와 삼에.
So when one reflects on the difficulty of obtaining a human life of freedoms and endowments, one can reflect on the difficulty in terms of the difficulty in actualizing the causes for such a rebirth. One can reflect on the difficulty of obtaining such a human life of freedom and endowments from the viewpoint of its nature. And also one can reflect on this from through analogy.
어떻게 자다한다 단단히 뭐 아니 다리 퇴배 아니 지금 밀루티 타와 조화 조상의 밀루지 톱대어레스 세상아 다티 틴데 퇴배 갑아 아니 겨우 죽고 그래스 라파르도 아니 갑들 다 잔주 쌤 고메라 아니 지 아니 배순 치고 그래서 어쩌고 납세 개디 인사래 갑들.
So the text is saying that now having found this human life of freedoms and endowments, which is very difficult to find. Once we've found it, then we have to use it. Yeah, use it. And in this, in the context of this text, then we are asked to extract the essence from this human life of freedom and endowments by practicing or meditating on bodhicitta.
다 전주 쌤 공개 있나? 고매기 땐디 라마 요데어스 다 돈다니 뭐 전주 쌤 공개 있나? 아니 강 검토하기 땐디 라마 요레스니다. 독송아 어디에
So the text is saying that if one wishes to meditate, and if you meditate on Bodhicitta, then you know, then you actually you know do have the basis, you know, the body, the yeah to do it.
어떻게 아 가장 가서래 다 대앞에나 가서래 당한서 최최날에 아니지 안 전주 승기념나 고매이날에 다 둔게 부숨 속어지 중반이나 시작이 레라인구요래. 땐 부숨 속어지 중반이나 시작이 레라인구요래. 자장 땐 부숨 속어 용해야 돼. 다 유부숨 속어 때문에 룩구구요래. 알아봐.
레라.
아. 땐 부숨 속어. 전주가 쓴 구매라. 아니 땐 부숨 속어 거야시. 응?
So I mentioned before whether you know we are going to practice the Dharma or let's say whether you're going to, for example, cultivate the mind of enlightenment, bodhicitta. It is much easier to do so on the basis of this human life of freedom and endowments. Yeah. So this basis of human life of freedom and endowments is an ideal basis for doing such practices.
어떠시네? 딱 가서 쉬고 나시네. 아니지? 수리나 받다가 쏜 거야. 아니지? 속에 더 치고 해. 아니 뭐는 뒤만면 삼자 고그랬어. 다 와지 저주 창원라 뒤 고그랬어. 어떠 쏜 거다. 제단 다 뒤뒤 두고 그. 땐 부순 초보 용하나 뒤 두세기 뒤디 아니 마주바이나 땐 부순 초보 뒤 용하여 말아봐.
So in the previous lesson, we saw how, in order to obtain such a ideal basis for the practice of Dharma, this human body of this human life of freedom and endowments, which has 18 qualities. One has to accomplish or actualize its causes, yeah. And the causes for such a perfect human rebirth is said to be having practiced pure morality, complemented with the practices of generosity and so forth. And these practices should be completed with making stainless prayers, yeah. So, in order to actualize such a ideal basis in the future for the practice of Dharma, one must actualize its causes, without which one will not obtain such an opportunity again.
어떻게 제가 조팀서 빼나 가서래 거기 빼나 가서 최 최바나 아니지 다 의식 보면 많이 받지 구구야래 빼는 세균에 많이 받나 최최대 가보러 왔고 제공기 동안 낫지 아니 가보이 말해 제가 진대게 아니지 그럼 최 최라 아니 가서래 다 농주 팀서 구구야래 소소 초약일 농조에게 시도도 구구하래. 그러고 된대지 용해대 조조 갈소하래. 조 응아르기 딱 갈소는 진배 진바 진배 냠는 채발 때네. 아니지 다 랑마다 갈소는 다 농조에게 시도도 용해대서 진배 냠는 신이 용구하래.
In order to practice the Dharma, we first must have the means of survival. For example, food and other necessary, all the unnecessary articles that will sustain our life, without which then it is very difficult, isn't it, to practice the Dharma. So having enjoyments in life, having these articles that will sustain our life, comes about through the practice of generosity. In order to achieve a specific result, one must first create the correct cause. Yeah, the cause must concord. There must be a concordance between the cause and the result. So we need these, you know, there are a couple of things that are necessary for survival, isn't it? Yeah, food, having a shelter, home, and so forth. But even if you have this, you will still need to have good health. So if you don't have good health, then it's also very difficult to practice the Dharma. And good health is the result of having practiced ethical discipline in the past.
Oh, today, so, I need to do tambo kaya. I need chisu chisu la do tambo kaya la. Oh, taka na shi ta chisu tinde shi top do kudo na. I need chisu tinde sung kaya.
So if you know, if we wish to obtain to have good health, you know, in the future, in the, you know, in the next life, in the future lives, to have a good body, then we have to actualize it's the cause, yeah. And the cause is the practice of ethical discipline. So on top of having a good body, you know, with good health and all the necessary objects of enjoyment for sustaining life, in order to carry out one's practice, one would need good companions and helpers, you know. Literally in Tibetan, you have a good entourage, you know. But basically, helpers, you know, people who help you, you know. So this is also very important. And the cause of having a good helpers and good friends, Dharma friends, and not non-virtuous friends. So the cause for this is the practice of patience.
어디네서 다 랑 코르푸슨 소바 최시에 코르푸슨 소바 융해라 다 근데 고고도나 다 수배냐나 치고야 어 다 뒤에는 수배냐나 제바이나 대단 틈베티고 안 코르푸슨 소바 융해 어 어디네서
So if there is a need to have companions and people who are helpful to us in our practice in the future, then we have to actualize its cause, which is patience.
What in the shop? That teacher, Benata, that Benata, Lu Longju, Benata, Lu Tambuche, that Longju, that sort of Longju, to get the Yavasha, that Korea, Kalakansu, Naya, Chuchi, that Dutibi, Chabaji, and Guyama, that Tandani, Rama, Anishita, Chuchi. 아니 즉 조회 삼바 준도지 고구여 초친도 다 조심 깨 깨바시 고구여 어디 용해야 돼 조다 준도 삼바다 되는 용 거야 나 준도 뭐라 어디
말해 But even if we have all of these three things, you know, you have the means for survival, you have a suitable body with good health, and you have a circle of companions and virtuous helpers, this doesn't necessarily guarantee or mean that one will practice the Dharma. Because in order to practice the Dharma, you first must take delight in it. You must want to do it from your side. You must have the enthusiasm, the delight. Yeah. Okay. And the cause for this is joyous perseverance.
Oh, Toshin. 지금 다 가르쳤다. 다 배나 다 딘데지 때 맨날 배지만 돼요. 너무 추가라 배나로 봤다. 농주야기다. 소소 초 초투에기 시지 고로 세 세당 아니 농주다 내한테 맨날 가보러 와. 어 다나신 노탕 부지 고고도 와. 아니 코르지에 고고도 와. 아니 랑라야 도슴지 고고도 와. 다 딘데 충바이나 다 배신 다 어스다 고 최치에기다 시도 없이 여태까지 착해.
It becomes challenging and difficult if we lack any of these four favorable conditions. Yeah. So if we don't have, you know, the means of survival, we don't have, you know, things to eat, or we don't have basically things that can keep us alive, and if we don't have good health, and we don't have good helpers, companions, assistants, and if we don't have, we don't take delight in virtue, we have no joyous, you know, enthusiasm for practicing Dharma, then Dharma practice will become very difficult, yeah, isn't it?
Oh, today, that Tedo Anishita, so Tedo, and she's. 마음바로 추지 등에 뒤다고 있고 그것도나 안에 집다 집바 집배냐면 치고에 안에 수림 송고에 소바 공고에 존중 존고에 다고 뒤 맞음나 다 뒤부터에 매발에 제가 뒤에 내가 통제 다 집바 집배냐면 치 수림이냐면 치 안에 수배냐면 치 안에 존중이냐면 치라 안에 집다 강토도 뒤다라 매수 치고에 다 내가 뒤 통고로
So if you see the point, and if you want to experience these four favorable conditions in your future lives, then you have to create the causes by practicing generosity, guarding one's ethical discipline, cultivate patience, and strive in a joyous perseverance, yeah.
What in the shop? That in the shin, that in the energy, that then Yapuji Yaba Inaya, Tarawa, Tadu, Penalonjo Yapuyavas, that super, that devil Yavas, Daniji Kore, Kalakanza Yapuyavas, and Chuchi, Toa, Yaba Inaya, that 코 가수 섬 쓰시 것이 몇 바이나 뒤 탐지 않고 견디 탐지 최시 견나 맞아 같이 않고 니몽부 시험도 줘야라 아니 로초초이 바래 재산다 고양 섬 겨울에 미 섬 땜부지면아 봐 안지 뒤 여바 정비 최시도 미도 와 양고 니몽부 시험도 줘야지 망치 차대 뒤지가로 먼저 등계 뒤 열대 이나요 다 니몽부 시험도 줘야지 뒤 경 가서는 다 삼대 계획 초반에 무슨 지식 받지 매 받지다 돈다 뒤착이 어래.
Even if one has these four conditions, you know, you have all the things that will ensure your survival. You have good health. You have people who are helpful, who can help and assist you, and even if you have, you know, that delight in virtue, but if we are not able to keep our mind focused on virtue, we don't have that single-pointedness, you know, that determination of keeping the mind in virtue, you know, we don't have that kind of concentration, then some of these favorable conditions can actually become a condition for us to generate afflictions. Yeah, that's the case for a lot of people, isn't it? That's, you know, for example, we have all the favorable conditions. Yeah, but a lot of times that these favorable conditions become a cause for the generation of negative emotions.
겨와 두백으로 쓰시고시 로 겨와 두구도 님을 로 쓰시고시 아니 매나야 갖고 차고요 고니 몸도 샹어도 로 괜찮아 로 쓰면 겨와 쓰시고시 여봐이나 아니 지 셔다펜다 시모용하 어디 이 말이야
So here when we talk about single-pointedness, you know, is that kind of, you know, single-pointedness, you know, focus, you know, that, you know, on that the intent, you know, on just very intent on virtue, yeah. Okay, so without that single-pointedness, you know, that the mind wanting to, you know, practice virtue, then a lot of times, you know, the other conditions do actually become a cause for the generation of afflictions.
What interesting. That thing, ani si ta ko karsore. Shut up, man. That's meeting a shia. Shut up, you quiet. The long durkita, long chat of Tocha Kainita, the lineage of it, long chat of Tocha Kainita, Yapokain, Tocha Kain, Tindigi, shut up, young man, and Kakuchabi, Royanchi. Constantin, the shut up, the Mabaina, Anishita, Yanchi called Kaporva, Kang Yoba, the long chase, the Ashimato, Anishi, Tadu, and Chime, you took. Some chain, Jimba Tang, Sudim Sung, Sobako, Sundu Sung, some then to bear a Kapuchera. Shut up, Nabaina. Shut up, Yobaina, Tamaneta, Jutukore, Jumatuna, Jukumaris, that Judiata, to be Julat and Kukuyores, Rawa, Tindegita, Cook, Shut up, Yapushi Mabaina. Any Kanga Yoba did a long chase, said Rashi. Rawa, any June Tunita, Jibu Sambu to Betty, Yunguyama. 최상다 셔럽지 매듭이라고 하시. 다티네 소리.
Without wisdom, then it's also going to be difficult. Yeah. So you need the intelligence, you know, that discriminating wisdom that differentiates, you know, between what, you know, we need to follow after and cultivate and pursue. And we need to know what are the things that we need to discard. Yeah. So without this kind of wisdom, for example, you know, one will not think of the future. One, you know, just, you know, concentrate on the present here and there. You know, and then we just focus on this life, you know, the enjoyments of this life, the happiness of this life, you know. And without, you know, thinking of the future, and without thinking of creating the causes for future happiness, you know. So when we lead our lives in such a way, then if we don't create the causes for future happiness, then, and at the same time, then we will just be depleting, you know, whatever, you know, we have accumulated in the past, yeah. So wisdom also, then wisdom and in the discriminating wisdom then becomes indispensable as well. So without such a discriminating wisdom, then you know, while one is depleting, you know, just using up, you know, all the enjoyments, you know, that one, that which is the result of the practices that one has done in the past, and without you know, replenishing, so to speak, without doing, you know, practice, creating the cause for future happiness, then when all of one's virtue is depleted, then that will be followed by the start of suffering. So if you think of, if you think along these lines, then you know, then you know, in order, you know, in order to think, you think along these lines, then it becomes, you know, clear that one needs to have a reasonable practice of all the six perfections, yeah. Generosity, ethical discipline, patience, joyous perseverance, some form of concentration, and some kind of wisdom, yeah. One needs reasonable, a certain amount of practice, yeah, in these things, yeah, in order to be able to do a good or reasonable practice of the Dharma. Even if one has all these conditions and if one does all these practices, but if the motivation behind all this, you know, the motivation is not correct. For example, one of the causes for achieving this human life of freedom and endowments is making pure, stainless prayers, isn't it? Yeah. So, all these, even if one has all these conditions and one does these practices, and the minimum motivation, you know, has to be turning away from the attachment to the happiness of this life. Yeah. So that's the minimum. Yeah. So that must be the driving force, the motivation behind all these practices and things. And that's the minimum. Yeah. Otherwise, okay, again, and it becomes difficult. Yeah.
Oh, what
So I mean, all that I've said was already covered, you know, when we looked at the Lamrim, the stages of the path to enlightenment. Yeah. But in the essence, no, the point is that since we have already obtained this human life of freedom and endowments, and while we still have it, then we need to extract an essence out of it, to make use of it. Yeah, yeah. So we could use verse number 4, and we can recite it and also reflect on it, and use it as use it to persuade ourselves, you know, to practice, yeah, the Dharma. So we could use this verse, you know, as the, for recitation, and then, you know, remind ourselves over and over again on the meaning of this, to reflect on this, and to remind ourselves of the need to extract some the meaning out of this human life. Yeah. If we don't do this, then I guess, you know, it will not be easy to transform our minds, to change ourselves.
Yeah.
Okay, next, instructing us that it is appropriate to abandon non-virtue and to accomplish virtue. And just as a flash of lightning brightly illuminates for an instant within the clouds on a dark night, likewise in this world, through the might of the Buddha, merit and intelligence occasionally occur for once. Hence, virtue is perpetually feeble, the great power of negativity is horrible. Although we have obtained a human life of freedoms and endowments, the suitable basis for practicing the Dharma, but however, the desire to really practice the Dharma and the desire to practice pure Dharma arises very infrequently. Yeah, even if it arises, it only lasts for a very short time, just like a flash of lightning in the dark.
What is it? What is it? Any Manzuji, Mijel, Lusitokana, any Gurumbo, 아니 직다 뭐네 신하사 유름 어태로 변하다 쓰마 문화 그러왔다 티바나시 문화 등기 티바나시 아니 직다 베텔라 자지 다나시 먼저 심지 줄라 아니 직 가서 보기 아니 미제 심진조 시작이 아니 유름 아니 신하사 되듯이 아니 군도 요하래스 베텔라시
And our non-virtuous thoughts, non-virtuous states of mind are very strong, very powerful, and last for a long time, just like, you know, the night sky that is completely covered with thick clouds. So
the text is saying that our desire to engage in virtue, to practice the Dharma, arises very infrequently, and it's very difficult. But even if they do arise, they only last for very short time. So the first thing is to have it arise, you know. But using that as the basis, we should seek to extend the duration of those virtuous thoughts, yeah. And the text, the teachings say that such virtuous thoughts that arise in our minds are said to be due to the enlightened influence of the Buddhas and due to the power of one's merit.
Oh, Tukshin, Chazan. Tukshin, that's all the Takarsana. What in the Chazan, that did you want that on the in? Tinday Zan, that, Anishi, that Bena Chula Tebe, Teba, Anish Chu Tunyak, Tumba, Chula Mebe, Baba, or Tindesi, Anni, that Giavala, Anni, Zumba Chiquay, Rava, or Tinday Chibaina, that Chula Mebe, Baba Yapuji Obaina, that Manishi, that Chu Che, go to Yamashi, Rava Chunyam, Manishi, go to Edita. That Chulame Mabaji Yavana, Tinema Kotsu. That Tine Yapuji Yavana, that Hapor to Captain Maba said it, that Tapachima Chulame Maba, say Chipachi Yavana, that Chanju Sim Gagi, that Manichi Sim Shido Yung Deshi, or Tinesa.
So we need to cultivate faith in the Dharma, and the aspiration for the Dharma, and belief in the Dharma. And in particular here in this context, you know, you need to develop a belief in the Mahayana Dharma. For this belief in the Mahayana Dharma is the basis for
developing a bodhicitta.
What did she? What type of chumbo chula me? Maba said that karsena tira da ani yapu shikoyashi. That tinde ani chi maba yapu yobai na. That maba yapu yobai na tinde tila ani chi. That do na la tinde songdo wa. Kang la mabe tapar jachi wa. Kang la that tapar chumbo mabe maba yapu yobai tila ani jawa namchi ani chi jawa kunji chingla kres.
So it is said that those who have those who have a belief in the extensive, in the great, and in means the Mahayana Dharma, will receive the blessings of the conquerors, the Buddhas.
Yeah.
Okay, so those who have belief in the vast and extensive here in the Mahayana are the ones who will receive the blessings of all the Buddhas, and those who receive the blessings of all the Buddhas are the ones who will receive the blessings to actualize bodhicitta. So it is mentioned in one commentary in that this belief in the Mahayana Dharma is very important to strive in cultivating and developing this belief in the Mahayana Dharma, for it is like the very base. It is like the basis, you know, which then allows for the arising of bodhicitta. So we are advised to, you know, cultivate, you know, this belief in the Mahayana Dharma on the basis of having found this human life of freedoms and endowments.
Yeah.
We know from our own experience that how difficult it is, you know, for virtuous thoughts to arise, and even if they do, they don't last. Yeah, they don't last. They don't last for a long time. So the commentary is saying that whatever virtuous thoughts that arise, we should try to not lose it. We try to maintain the continuity of those thoughts, and we try to increase those thoughts.
What you say? What the reason that you will do? Come here, come to talk to me. Meet in Dubai, na? Ah, any thing? How about the table? Some chill. Maybe look at do some. Do you have to show me, na? Any change you see? Get what the day? Any thing? That go. She do to me. What the day? Sir, the day. Lapse to me, sir.
So this is basically the advice, no? To cultivate, yeah, this belief in the Mahayana Dharma, by doing this, then one will be establishing the foundations for developing bodhicitta.
That 담보 다 대접심지 번 순도 가라 다 디고 침보 좀 봐. 다 아니 지 대진 잡아 좀 심지 깨 두바이나. 평양 가려서나 다 담보도 손 때문에 다 디고 침보로서 좀 두고 그래서 다 대송해서.
Then the next couple of verses an explanation of the benefits of bodhicitta. Yeah. Of the many benefits of bodhicitta, the first is that bodhicitta has the power to destroy all negativity and accomplish all virtue. Yeah. So we look at the first one, how bodhicitta has the power to destroy great negativity. Except for mind of complete enlightenment, by what other virtue will it be overcome? All the lords of the subduer or who have contemplated for many eons have seen it to be beneficial.
어둑신이 다 좋지 말해 답변아 전주의 심세 다 좋지만 가장 쉬워나 전주의 심세 다 맛이 잘 있는 거래 다 돈다 전주의 심 군주 전주의 심세 지방 심이 있는 거래 다 심 뭐래 다 심디 심디니 아니 공부 고그래 했으니 다 돈다 지순 거래 다 값을 봐봐 좋 갔으나 다 군주 전주의 심디 아니 공부 고그래 했어 다 진짜 가르세나 공급이 진짜 가르세나 다 지고 침벌어서 봤던데 뒤 좀 더 그랬어 나 또 어디 숨어요.
I did mention briefly before that there are two types of bodhicitta. The more of that will come later. But the two types of bodhicitta are conventional bodhicitta and ultimate bodhicitta. Here, the bodhicitta that we are primarily talking about now is the conventional bodhicitta. So here we are talking about the benefits, isn't it, right? So here we are primarily talking about the benefits of conventional bodhicitta. And one of the benefits of this conventional bodhicitta is that it has great power to destroy all the great negativities. So in the commentary, it is said that you know even if one has accumulated the very heavy non virtue that will cause one to be reborn in the hells, but if one manages to develop the bodhicitta, then this bodhicitta will completely you know literally you know in the word is suppress or outshine or overwhelm that. Heavy negativity. Yeah. So in comparison, then that negativity becomes small. Yeah. You know, in terms of if we compare the power of that negativity to the power of bodhicitta.
That here, that some that not so thin. That thin day, you may not can some. That so many cases. That change you some. Just give away. No, one is just that. So no, one is just.
So let's think about this. Why is it, you know, that when bodhicitta arises, when it actually arises, it can, you know, overwhelm and suppress and outshine, you know, basically, you know, the even those very heavy negative karma. Yeah. So, if bodhicitta does arise when it is generated, one accumulates a huge amount of merit. You could say that the merit would be measureless, limitless, right? So that then makes those heavy negative karma small, yeah, in comparison. Yeah. So I guess, when one generates bodhicitta, one accumulates very powerful virtue. Yeah. And in that sense, then, the non-virtue almost becomes like powerless. You know. So yeah, so here, when we talk about the benefits of bodhicitta and this particular benefit, as I guess primarily related to conventional bodhicitta.
What in the shot in a man, and it's a change of simji jabaina, and it's a carcina, there were choked on the bodies. That change of simji jabaina, that there were choked on the bodies, or to smell till that there got to Maragon Javan, Tuan, Tini Pembas, didn't cement your son, they should align to Tower Chair system.
So, another benefit of bodhicitta is that when it is generated, then it can accomplish supreme virtue. All the lords of subdua who have contemplated for many eons have seen it to be beneficial, for by it the immeasurable masses of beings will easily attain the supreme happiness. So the Buddhas have thought about this for a very, very long time. Looking at what really is the most beneficial thing for the sentient beings, yeah. And they see that it is bodhicitta. So the Buddhas see that the bodhicitta is like the seed with which the immeasurable number of sentient beings can achieve happiness, bodhicitta is like the seed for all the numberless sentient beings to achieve the supreme happiness. The third benefit of bodhicitta is that it accomplishes, it can accomplish one's wishes. Those who wish to destroy the multitudes of sufferings of existence, those who wish to dispel the unhappiness of sentient beings, and those who wish to enjoy the multitudes of happiness should never forsake the mind of enlightenment.
What 되게 디지장 아니 지다 아니 지 전주 쓰면 공고를 해서 봐 전주 쓰면 공발할 때네 아니 집에 이제 동화라 소봐 좀 두 그래서 어떻게 쓰는 소화지
So those who wish to destroy the multitudes of suffering of existence, there are those who practice in the path that is shared with the on the paths of the small persons of small capacity and the paths of persons of medium capacity. But even those people who want to destroy the sufferings of samsara, you know, should meditate on bodhicitta.
아따가나시 아니 심지 밑에 사와 되어봐 당사 돈다티 다 기부 침부 삼바 장네 심지 심지 탐지 밑에 사와 되어봤어 와 되게 양 아니 지다 되어봐 뒷남지 양 아니 지다 자주 쓴 아니 공부 그래서 어떻게
Those who cultivate the power for the person of great capacity in order to dispel the in order to dispel the unhappiness of sentient beings, of course, should also meditate on bodhicitta.
Oh, to see, didn't matter. The man just chopper do be young, said so. That he tambo di, he would do not to me, lam yum so long as a chick chat. The tamadi uncle, he would chung on to me, lam yum so long, but a tennis, that Mundo lamming dewa, get all a long chopper do be young, and charge you some gums or to send a swan, that never see to us, that tambo di, he would do not to more, and nobody that. 다보시면 남녀수랑 못해서 다 다마디 기부 중화도 투매 남녀수랑 못되네 다 모두 삼일대와 이제 다 좁아 되겠다 아니 탑쇼도 좋아지 아니 지다 전주 성과매들의 소득 순순지
So those who wish to destroy the multitudes of suffering of existence I can you know, relate that to the persons or training in the path that is shared with the persons of small and medium capacity The second line, those who wish to dispel the unhappiness of sentient beings, and you can relate that to the persons of great capacity. And then the third line, and to those who wish to enjoy the multitudes of happiness, the happiness of the humans and gods, the happiness of good rebirth. Here, primarily, you can relate that to the persons of small capacity, or those who are training their minds in the path that is shared with the person of small capacity. So even such people should also meditate on bodhicitta.
Oh, tantan yang betul siapa? Tat kerisna, tat zat, tat di segala jenis yang mudah. Pena sibet dong menjadi sum dewi yang serta jenis sum berdua itu naya, ane canggu sem gonggu kres tu sini di syukur tu jalan juga sibet dong menjadi sum dewi yang ane si kau mek cok tu juga di jenis sibet dong menjadi ane si sum dunia jina gonggu mek cok tu juga di canggu sem kres.
Or you could just say you know, straight, you know, simply that those who wish to destroy the multitudes of suffering or samsara, those people, yeah, such people, should meditate on bodhicitta. And those who wish, you know, those people, those sentient beings who have the wish to dispel the unhappiness and suffering of sentient beings, those people with that kind of disposition, of course, should also meditate on bodhicitta.
अनि चिमेता उन्दर हमें त्यासन भी अनि चिता फुसुन चोप देवे जंग अनि तिंडे गिता जटाला लोंचोप देवे जंग अनि चंजु सम दाउ दाउ मी चांस ता चंजु सम गम से शो तुष्टा सोएं
And those who are looking for a good rebirth, either as a human being or as a worldly god, celestial being, should also practice bodhicitta and should never forsake it.
어떻게 다 던다 디슨 거래 다 독신이 다 쪼 갔으나 식당에 다 변한 탈바 터베다 문도람이 대상 터베라 아니 녀버도 전주 선다 고기 엄마래 다 던다 이러와 고기 엄마 때 있나야 다 전주 심지 깨봐이나 아니 대탐지 용조해지 다 던다 대탐지 내려 붙는 쪽도 해지 순구여래 다 인보티래
So of course, in general, just to get out of samsara, or just to achieve a good rebirth as a human being and God, you don't need to develop bodhicitta. You don't need to practice bodhicitta. Yeah, of course, in general. But the point here is that if one actualizes bodhicitta, all those goals, yeah, will be achieved. So the teachings tell us that when you meditate on bodhicitta, all these different goals, you know, will be achieved easily. But of course, I mean, here we are, you know, this is an advice, you know, primarily more. I'm talking from the perspective of the practice of the Mahayana, isn't it?
What in the that tinema, that anything that mean that to encourage toba, that change you simply cabarina, any that mean that to encourage in chi, any tokens, that pay not this one.
Then the next benefit of bodhicitta is that one becomes special in name and in meaning.
Special name? Huh? Anybody want a special name? Huh? Then you know what to do. What to say? That is why I did it. Change the same day, you know, Gigi, Quay, Zora, Tammy, Yam, Dan, and Dishi. Say, Zucha, she, and you tell me, she, Chacha, you say.
When the mind of enlightenment, when bodhicitta is generated, in that moment, those wretched ones fettered in the jail of cyclic existence will be called child of the Sugatas and will become objects of reverence by the humans and gods of the world.
What do you mean? Tatela, Anji, Kabja said it, Kasana, Chaju, Simji, Jabaina, and Chaju, Simji, Jama Tatu, and a mean Javarjan top day. That on the Tisunga, the mean Javarjan Kareto Gusana, the worship, say, Sista. What took she name? Mean Javarjan Tokore, Sanji, say, she made Javarjan Tokore, so to swear.
When bodhicitta is developed, when it arises in one's mind, and then one acquires, you acquire a special name, yeah? And the name is Child of the Sugatas. So on top of becoming special in name, one becomes special in meaning. And in that, one becomes the object of reverence by the humans and the celestial beings. Yeah.
What to say? That comes about a shed, it is Carsena, Tanda Suzuki, or Shigure, Aron Chanju, Sim Yama, Tabi Suzuki, Anishiba, Coinella Yoba Inaya, or Benata, Tana, Chanju Sim Gula Jetting, Anishi, that Tunduina, Ted Tamji, Anishi, that Tungi, Anishi, that Hadan Javan, Charge of Osujores, or Tana, this one, that on Sims Gabina, then Cabasin.
So here we are talking about, we're still talking about an ordinary person. You know, the person who, the sentient being who generates bodhicitta initially. Yeah, he's still an ordinary being, yeah? In cyclic existence. But whoever she or he may be, even he can be an animal, but Once bodhicitta arises in the mind, then that being becomes a special object.
Yeah.
Here we are talking about an ordinary being who develops a bodhicitta for the first time initially. When bodhicitta arises, that being is still an ordinary being. Yeah? That person does not have any special or exalted qualities of abandonment or realization. But nevertheless, he becomes a child of the Sukhatas and becomes a special object because of bodhicitta. Okay, so yeah, when one actualizes bodhicitta, then one acquires, one becomes special in name and in meaning. Next is an explanation of the benefits of bodhicitta through various analogies. Okay, so now an analogy of how the lesser becomes supreme. Like the supreme gold-making elixir, it takes the unclean body and transforms it into the priceless jewel, a victor's body. Therefore, firmly seize this so-called mind of enlightenment. Just like the analogy of the small amount of gold transforming elixir that can transform a lot of iron into gold, likewise, bodhicitta is that which can transform this unclean body, which is unclean in terms of its cause and in terms of its nature. Such an unclean body can be transformed into the exalted body of the Buddha. We are not saying that once bodhicitta arises in the mind, then this the actual unclean physical body then transforms, you know, one day into the Buddha's exalted body. Of course, that's not possible. But what it means is that on the basis of this unclean, having this unclean body. But when bodhicitta arises, from then on the basis of this body, one can achieve enlightenment.
어떻게 소화시 어떻게냐 어떻게 된다 된다 이제 어떻게 된다 어떻게 된다 뒤에 맞다 뭐네 지 계획 꾸준해기다 아니 지다 뭐네 지 보기다 아다 돈이 샤바는 티래 다 조조 수고 준비디 아니 답이 잘하되네 아니 조 자주 쓰나 이제 친구로 서로 번번아 때네 아 뒤 때네 다 수고 준비지 숨겨래 아 하고 아니 가서 돈이 또 샤라 티 공방아 때네 아니 이슈쪽 꾸준해 어디 남자지 숨겨래 왔다 수고 꾸준해기다 뭐네 지 얘네 좀 강했습니다 십사부지 다 뭐네 돈에 손에 가보자고래 최상다 아니 이제 십사부 뭐네 지
So, from the perspective of sutra, it is the factor of method, which primarily refers to bodhicitta, that is responsible for achieving the Rupakaya, the form body, and it is the factor of wisdom, which primarily refers to the wisdom directly perceiving emptiness, which is responsible for achieving the truth body, the Dharmakaya. Right. But if you look at the sutra, the sutric explanation of the substantial cause for achieving the form body of Buddha, then you will, upon deep analysis, you will find that it is inadequate. A detailed explanation of the actual substantial cause of the Buddha's form body can only be found in Tantra.
That means never a cushion in that cell, never a cushion in that say, big when the shame, but do it damage. Chick to cement the Napoleon's town, Rinche, the Venetian town, Dover Nums, Chalchu, Cutter, Rinjas Chalchu, send it them soon.
Next is an analogy for its rarity and preciousness. Since the sole helmsman of migrating beings, the limitless mind has upon thorough investigation seen its preciousness, all beings wishing to be free from the abodes of migration firmly seize this precious mind of enlightenment.
I don't know. 저 산재를 자체 아니 산재기 다가나시 아니 샘진기 아니 지 쿠바타다 아니 사월 제기 다 대변하시 다 전주 샘티 다 탑초도 좋아디 다 도다이 장주가 심지 식체 다 도다 대비지 못 상가 좀 식체 디 탑디 다 아니 장주가 심 코나 식체 다 편바 자친 부터 식체 와도시니 식바레스 다 디 조다 아니 아니 단침 싫다레스 와도시니 다 디 제바 숨고레스 디 숨메도 다 하시
So I guess the example would be like how a captain of a boat can lead a group of people to locate for treasure in the middle of the ocean. Yeah, you need a captain who can lead people to the correct place and be able to and enable them to retrieve treasures from the ocean. Likewise, the Buddhas have seen that bodhicitta is the best thing for accomplishing the welfare of the sentient beings. Yeah.
어딘상 따디 아디지 찬주 샘디 아니지 원에지 두에 동아 타다 세월 샤발로 아니 원에지 린다나 타와시 어딘 세세 따따다 어찌자 린다나 타와레 어찌자 찬주 샘디 안 따도 송고레스 어 독생다
So Bodhicitta is priceless for it can lead sentient beings out of all suffering and therefore One should always hold on to bodhicitta.
What if the matter and it do himself a power to be best? That on that is one. Yawashim, Sushi Shindu, do it your genus of your knees, just sing you to double and do it with Mr. Power Jurista.
Next is an analogy of the unending and increasing result here. All other virtues, like the plantain tree. For after bearing fruit, they will be exhausted. But the tree of the mind of enlightenment will constantly bear fruit, whereby it is inexhaustible and flourishes more and more.
What do you say? That means that energy that Java Miseva, Gang, Java Kang Sabatin Miseva, energy that power Dobaina, that Chanju Simdi, and Kumbu Yares, that Chanju Simdi Kumbaina, energy Karsanata. 대화 강체 같은 미세바 아니 권행권도 배워 유그레스 어땠어요?
So the text is saying that if we want to have unceasing virtue and virtue that always increase that is always constantly increasing, then we should meditate on bodhicitta.
어떠시네? 저도 안 따. 내가 가서다. 자 전주 심지 깨봐 있나? 아니 대다 디스메다. 아니 지 깨봤던 줄 아니 지다. 권에 권도 배시. 다 본다. 권에 권도 배시. 배나 다 빠섬 신기다. 대네 다 본다. 다 신 배나 신 가시다. 답시다. 너 딱 빠르시 되우지 해준 거로 봐. 배나 신기 신기 릭직 뒤에 모두 봐. 알아 봐. 다 신동 릭직다. 되우 로지 되냐? 뒤자 말아 진짜다. 주 드네다. 就什么时候进行进步的吧，是吧？我台上崇拜的是他讲究什么，讲究什么的结巴呢？啊，你叫我扛起吧，那样他今天嘛，可能要工作别去，对我们什么担心？你别提讲的什么事了。
So bodhicitta, it said that if one has bodhicitta, then one's virtue will always increase, like some of those trees. That constantly bear fruit, Yeah. After a cycle of, they just go on continually producing fruits, yeah. So that is an analogy of how bodhicitta causes one's virtue always to increase. So virtues that are not conjoined with bodhicitta are likened to a plantain tree. And such trees are said to only produce fruits once. After they produce fruit, then that tree dies, and it doesn't produce any more fruit. So virtues that are not conjoined with bodhicitta are said to be like plantain trees. So such is said to be the benefits of bodhicitta, in that once bodhicitta arises in one's mind, then one's virtue will be unceasing and will increase. It's on and on and on. So at the end of a particular activity, we would dedicate the merit accumulated, isn't it? So if we can dedicate the merit conjoined with bodhicitta, then there will be a cause for the merit to increase more and more. So here we are just talking about the benefits of bodhicitta in general, but there's much to be discussed about the virtues that are conjoined with bodhicitta. Whether the virtues that are conjoined with bodhicitta are necessarily unceasing or not, there's much to be discussed, and I think there was some discussion about this on this topic in the previous module.
We did? No. Huh? I don't. Maybe we did. Okay. This time maybe not need. What did you say? Tine ma ta jigwa chenpo la atukshin ta chidane ta nyama morilde sozo togaya na ya loona tikrawa pa loo shosho dwa tishyane suchiwa tangi shechamara wa atukshi jure.
Yeah, so I mean the material is already there. We have covered this, so you can read if you like, and then if you have questions pertaining to this, you could always raise it up in class. Next, an analogy for the ability of bodhicitta to rescue from great danger. Like depending on the hero when greatly afraid, even if I may have committed very terrible negativities, I shall be swiftly liberated in dependence upon it. Why then do those who have the imprints not depend on it? It is said that the best method for purifying those heavy negativities such as the five immediate karmas and so forth. So it's like having, you know, it's like having to travel on a very dangerous road, and if you have someone who is confident and brave to go ahead, you know, then you'll be less fearful, isn't it? Yeah. Likewise, you know, if one develops bodhicitta, then there's no need to fear those heavy negativities that one has already accumulated. For it is said that even those extremely heavy negative karma, such as the five immediate actions, those five extremely heavy negative karma can be purified. Next, an analogy for how bodhicitta destroys negativity effortlessly. Like the fire at the end of time, in an instant, it certainly burns up the great negativities. So in the Buddha's teaching, there's a presentation of how the world system comes into being, and how it will go out of existence. Yeah. So at the end of when a particular world system undergoes in disintegration, destruction, that destruction will be caused by fire. And during that destruction, all the abodes, you know, from the first concentration and below will be destroyed by this great fire at the end of the eon. Yeah. So this the power of bodhicitta in destroying negativities is likened, you know, to such a fire that will destroy the world, yeah, at the end of his existence.
세기 넘어 세신고요. 양대라야. 나한테 지지치기. 안 되고 침어서 뭐 좀 봐 시그래. 세다. 뭐 다들 저러냐. 체크해야 되스나요? 어때? 응아 세기 넘어래. 갑들 안에 있다. 좀 봐 잡아래. 로아. 다들 서번도 잡아. 좀 봐 잡아래. 특수네.
So then what is the difference between the earlier benefit, you know, where it was mentioned that bodhicitta can overwhelm, yeah, outshine, completely overwhelm the negativities created. Yeah, what's the difference between that and this particular benefit where it says that bodhicitta destroys the negativities in an instant?
어떻지네 다 대체도 간라 다 간라 시기 넘어서야 단다양코 가르서는 디발라서 뭐 좀 버셔봐 시그르즘 빼다 다 니손도 게 디발라서 좀 버셔봤어야 창조 있음 깨봐 간가라 자기 몇 삼다 다야래 지금 창조 있음 이 편이 세야시래 조조 학벌도 아니 간조 가도 살림을 시원한 시네 조조 소바침 못 토인도 가라 아니 지금 다 니손도 미개시 다 단다니 가수하래 봐 하람 니손도 미개시 샤도 소바침 못 토인도
So there's something to think about. You know, the earlier benefit of, you know, the earlier benefit in that bodhicitta when it arises in one's mind, that bodhicitta outshines, you know, or overwhelms and all the negativities. Yeah. So, of course, it's an explanation of bodhicitta in general. But does it apply to every instant of bodhicitta, all kinds of bodhicitta? If you remember the discussion from on the paths and grounds, when the bodhisattva achieves the forbearance level of the path of preparation, he achieves the confidence of never, ever falling back in the lower realms again, isn't it? Right. So, could we then apply that this benefit, that bodhicitta overwhelms all the negativities, and that earlier it was explained that the negativities are referred to those that will throw us into the lower realms, isn't it? So could we then apply that benefit to specifically mean, specifically mean the gaining that confidence of not falling the lower realms when one achieves the forbearance level of the path of preparation? Next, how the benefits are explained in the sutras. Its unfathomable benefits were explained to Sudana by the wise savior Maitreya. Okay, so in the arrays of stocks sutra, Maitreya explained to Sudana that bodhicitta is like the seed of all the Buddha, of all the teachings of Buddha. It is like a field because bodhicitta increases the white dharmas of all the migrating beings, and it is like the vase, you know, the noble vase, because it perfectly accomplishes all thoughts, all wishes. Okay, so in short, we have the these are the benefits of bodhicitta, yeah, and that so it is so said in the teachings that when bodhicitta arises in the mind, one is able to finish the accumulation of merit easily. One is able to purify the negativities easily. One is able to accomplish, you know, effortlessly one's and the aims of one oneself and aims of the welfare of others. And when with bodhicitta, one will become impervious. One will not be easily affected by the problems and obstacles. Yeah. So in essence, Shantideva saying that if you want to be free from samsara, meditate on bodhicitta. If you want to free others from their suffering and free others from their suffering and unhappiness, then you need to meditate on bodhicitta. If you want to get a good rebirth as a human or as a celestial being, then you should also meditate on bodhicitta. Yeah. So basically, if one has bodhicitta, one accomplishes all the goals. Yeah. You know, because with bodhicitta, you finish the accumulation of merit easily. One is able to purify one's negativities easily. When bodhicitta arises, then one will not face any obstacles. Yeah. Because when bodhicitta arises, then once there's no more self-cherishing. And since the self-cherishing is the source of all the problems, all the obstacles, so in the absence of self-cherishing, then there will not be any obstacles. We don't accomplish our own goals. We cannot accomplish the welfare of others because of self-cherishing. So if self-cherishing is destroyed, then we will be able to accomplish our own purposes and the welfare of others effortlessly. So anyway, I don't know how really to give you a good explanation, but you know, you read the text and think about it. The point is, you have to see, you have to generate the belief in bodhicitta. When you have belief in bodhicitta, then you know you have an aspiration and faith, yeah, in bodhicitta, and it is that aspiration for bodhicitta that will kickstart, you know, one's practice to cultivate and meditate on bodhicitta. Okay, so we have time for one question.
I just want to clarify that the way conventional bodhicitta greatly suppress or reduce negative karma, the way that it suppress the negative karma is not that it render, it cause the negative karma to become burn seeds, but rather it kind of suppress the conditions for the negative karma to ripen, to issue forth and effects. Is that correct? The way that conventional bodhicitta suppress negativity, it means that it reduce or it actually remove the conditions of negative karma from ripening. Not that it cause the negative karma to become like a burn seed.
So that is the benefit, yeah, that's mentioned, right? That negativities are outshined or overwhelmed, outshined, you know, by bodhicitta, isn't it? So when bodhicitta arises, then it outshines, you know, the negativities, yeah. So it kind of like renders the negativities powerless, yeah. But whether the seed of negativity is removed or not is a different question, yeah. But if you think of the example of how in a bright day, you know, the moon is always there in the sky, but because when the sun is up there, it's so bright that you can't see the moon, yeah. Even though the moon is there, it completely outshines the moon, isn't it? So, yeah, it's similar here, yeah.
특신 사본 코란 몇 매바서 스타벳 코란 디바 코란 디우케는 자원은 진바 매바서 사본은 자원 누바 매바서 근데 서바르스나 레마르스나 또 삼마타레 어 사본도 누메서야지 또 소바 침부터도 맞도 용매도 봐.
So, but whether the seed of the negative karma is rendered ineffective, powerless or not, is something that we need to think about. Yeah. So we have, we need to think about this, yeah. But the seed of the non-virtue that causes a rebirth in the lower realms is probably only rendered powerless upon achieving the forbearance level of the minor path of preparation. When we think about this particular benefit of bodhicitta, you know, outshining the negativities, you know, then we think whether does it mean outshining negativities in terms of rendering the seed of the non-virtue powerless, or it means just rendering it or causing or basically not preventing, not allowing the result to arise. Okie dokie. Zashi begeji jime dodra rira vijinde de gerbade sanje jinde.